Monday, July 24th. The president got into a lot of little political odds and ends today. He wants to get out that, without attribution, that he talked with Conley about the vice presidency thing back in San Clemente so that it doesn't look like Conley was dumped at the last minute. Rose is bitching about who's in charge of registering youth, and the president feels we should totally limit that activity to the key states. He's concerned about the plan in California and the fact that Nofziger's running the campaign and that there are no Democrats on the committee. Wants to get going on a campaign song. He thinks it has to be ready for the convention. Wants to know who the orchestra is for the convention. Has the idea that I ought to talk to a group of press and make a pitch on the president's enormous responsibilities with the Japanese meeting, the negotiations, the dealings with Congress and so on, that he's working on a 16-hour day and he has no intent of not participating in the Hilton, the campaign. But because the issues are more clearly cut on the ends of idea of ends versus means, national defense, increased welfare and taxes, permissiveness, law enforcement, that the responsibility now goes far beyond personality or party and involves an honest difference in opinion regarding America's role in the world and what America should be in the future. That he's given instructions up and down the line that the campaign is to be on the issues, not on personalities, that this is the most effective way to deal with it. At an early time, he thinks we have to knock down the idea of coasting. He's concerned that our friends are saying, why don't we do something and all. We can't give the impression that we're just sailing along, as Goldwater, Rose, and others think he's doing. So we've got to say he's working hard, and so on. He wants to be sure all Wallace contacts are now handled through Conley. And he called LBJ at Conley's request today, and there's a memo in the file on that. Apparently went very well, and Johnson will encourage his people to support us behind the scenes, although he will not come out himself, of course. Still a little concerned about the Watergate thing, but not pushing hard on that. Wants to raise the point of Conley made to him that there's a lot of lack of confidence in the quality of the political advice the president's getting. This is directed at the fact that Mitchell's gone and I'm the only one advising him now. And I suggested, which apparently Conley had also, that we ought to set up a political advisory board. And we agreed to try to put Conley, Mitchell, Brownell, Harlow, McGregor, Dole, Finch, and me together for that kind of a group. He wants to meet with them on a fairly regular basis, like about once a week, and thought we ought to start this week on the Sequoia. He's concerned that we double-check Colson on all names used for endorsements to be sure they have really backed us. He wants John Eisenhower used for speaking. There's another flap with Pat Nixon and the girls with Connie Stewart that I've got to get untangled. And as usual, he's still concerned about some lasting phrases and good lines to use. He had a session with Conley today that I guess went pretty well, but then Conley had lunch with Stans and McGregor. And Stan started chewing on him in his usual fashion on the budget, and I guess Conley blew his stack, as discovered by a memo from Colson to the president. As a result, he says he won't launch the Democrats August 1st as planned. However, after Conley left for Texas, we had a call saying Wallace wanted to see him tonight. Colson got him when he landed at Texas, and he seemed to be in good spirits by then, so it's probably one of his temporary flaps, although we've got to keep watching for those. Billy Graham called tonight to report on his meeting, or his people's meeting with the our youth division. He said that they were extremely impressed and felt that they had nothing to offer to us, that we were so far ahead of them that they would have to do the learning from us, which is gratifying to see that our operation at least looks good. End of July 24th.